Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We're back on The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry.
This is Jeopardy.
I'll take a host of problems for 200.
9 days after he was announced as the new host of Jeopardy, this game show executive stepped down amid lots of controversy.
Who is Mike Richards?
Correct.
That's right. Richards, who is the executive producer of Jeopardy, was recently named host of the beloved quiz show. But after an article from The Ringer revealed offensive and misogynistic comments made by Richards as host of a podcast called The Random Show, Richards announced he would be stepping aside from the hosting role. He remains the show's EP. Now, a new search for a permanent host will begin. And again, with guest hosts returning to fill in for the new season. Actor slash neuroscientist Mayim Bialik, who was named the host of the show's primetime specials, will now be stepping in to host the weekday show, at least for the next 3 weeks. For more on this, I spoke with Claire McNear, staff writer at The Ringer, and author of Answers in the Form of Questions, A Definitive History and Insider's Guide to Jeopardy. I started out by asking Claire about how she came by this story.
I wrote a book about Jeopardy, and I've been reporting on Jeopardy at The Ringer for a few years now, intermittently, and have gotten to know a lot of people in that world. So I've been writing a lot about the show over the past year since the death of Alex Trebek, and writing about the guest hosts and the search for a new permanent host. So after a couple of weeks ago, when it became clear that Mike Richards was probably going to be named permanent host, and then of course was, I basically started off by just being curious about his early career and how he kind of got his start in television, because it was pretty widely known, and he has said publicly many times that he wanted to host in addition to producing. So I was curious about that element of it. So there were a couple main threads of the story that we published last week. One of them was his involvement in the search for the permanent host. Of course, you know, he emerged victorious from this process, which I think raised a lot of eyebrows amongst Jeopardy fans. And what I found from reporting is really that he was quite closely involved with just about every step of the process in ways that do absolutely seem like a conflict of interest. And then the second thing was, as I was kind of going back through his, you know, earlier shows and other things that he'd worked on, I came across this podcast that he hosted while he was the executive producer of The Price is Right, called The Random Show. And he hosted that for a year and a half. And over the course of that podcast, he made a lot of controversial comments. You know, he used sexist language and classist language and ableist language. He used some ugly slurs. He talked a lot about women's bodies and women's clothing. So basically my story was just kind of exploring those two veins.
So what's happening with Mike Richards right now?
Yeah, so this is, it's kind of a strange moment for Jeopardy, because while he stepped down at the end of last week as the host, right now Sony is saying that he's remaining the executive producer of the show. And he is also the executive producer of Wheel of Fortune, which kind of tapes next door and shares a lot of the same crew and has historically shared an EP with Jeopardy. So I think a lot of fans are questioning why, if this all these revelations were disqualifying to be the host of Jeopardy, they are not also disqualifying to be the executive producer of Jeopardy, who really is kind of the number one at the show. So yeah, it's a strange moment. And of course, Jeopardy had just begun taping its new season that will begin to air in mid-September. So he taped 5 episodes as the new host of Jeopardy. We don't know if they'll try to kind of retape at least the hosting portions of that. Jeopardy's supposed to be back in the studio this week, taping more episodes after they canceled production on Friday. And we don't know if he will be the executive producer. I suppose Sony says that he will be. And we don't know who's going to host. They've said that they're going back to guest hosts, but we don't know who's going to do that.
Okay. For those who are not involved in the making of TV, help people understand what it is that an executive producer does, so they will understand sort of what Mike Richards' involvement, at least as far as we know right now, is going to continue to be on Jeopardy.
Yeah. So at Jeopardy, the executive producer, like I said, is the number one. He's the boss. So the EP at Jeopardy really kind of just runs every other component of the show. So, you know, they will start off their morning going into the daily writers meeting, where this kind of like fun writers room, these people who've been to, you know, working on Jeopardy and writing clues for Jeopardy for years and years, decades in some cases, to go over the material for the day's games and, you know, kind of critique the phrasing, and the host will be there as well. And then once they actually start taping the show, the executive producer sits at that kind of offstage judges table that you sometimes see the host look over to when there's an uncertain ruling, basically calling the shot. So, I mean, there is a director, there is a stage manager, but this is the person with a connection to the host, the earbud in the host's ear, and really running it. And also the executive producer does these sort of big picture things, like figuring out what the next big tournament is going to be for the show. So, I mean, they really do run everything. And I think what makes this especially kind of interesting and to some degree concerning is that the executive producer is intimately involved with the host. And so whoever the host is, I mean, as we go back to guest hosts, but eventually they will name a new permanent host once again, the executive producer will be that person's boss. So you can imagine how awkward and strange it would be for that person to be Mike Richards.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's so helpful for folks to just understand that kind of constellation. So let's go in just a bit more around his selection or announcement as host. Fans of Jeopardy are not necessarily like fans of other kinds of television watching. They're very invested in this show. How did fans and viewers respond to the initial selection?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, it is a very, very intense fandom, and Jeopardy fans feel very, I think, protective of the show. There is this kind of like, this is my Jeopardy, and it's an interesting community with a lot of former contestants in it. So there was naturally going to be some suspicion of this host search process ending with an internal candidate being named host. I mean, the joke everybody was making was that it was a lot like Dick Cheney leading the search for George W. Bush's vice president and being named the VP himself, or the candidate anyway. So, you know, sources within Sony have said that Richards removed himself from that search process after he became a candidate himself. But what's become abundantly clear is that as the show's EP, he had an enormous amount of influence over the process, even if it was just the day-to-day of what the other guest hosts were doing, because Richards was giving all of these interviews over the course of most of a year about how the guest hosts were auditioning. These were live auditions, and that viewers should tune in and, you know, vote for their favorite and make themselves heard. And so where it gets complicated with Richards as the EP, even if he was no longer sort of in the room with the Sony executives trying to choose the next host, I mean, he was the person in the ear of that host telling them what to do. He was the person who trained that host. He was the one, it's come out, that chose which episodes from that host's run to send on to focus groups. So Richards and Sony both talked a lot about how the studio was using data and analytics to make the choice for the next host. But in fact, a lot of that data is kind of suspect, knowing how involved the EP was as he became a candidate.
That's so helpful, again, to understand sort of the ways in which, if it's meant to be even sort of a version of research, right, that is a, definitely a stacked research project. No one is blind to the hypotheses there. And I guess part of what I want to go to here is that it is exactly the kind of thing that goes against Jeopardy's brand, right? That the whole idea of kind of what makes Jeopardy stand out is that, yeah, we all know it's entertainment, we all know it's a show, but it feels more genuinely attached to facts, to curiosity, you know, to fact-checking itself, even sometimes live on air. How might this whole debacle impact our sense of trust about Jeopardy?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the show is in a really tough position right now. It was always going to be impossible to replace Alex Trebek because nobody is Alex Trebek. I mean, he was the only person who was what he was, and they're very aware of that, you know, whoever comes next is not going to be what he was to audiences and to contestants and to the staff of the show. But I think that yes, there is something of a fracture of trust now. I mean, I think there was a lot of suspicion after Richards was named host, but with what's come out over the last couple of weeks, it's clear that, you know, this process, if not exactly rigged, was at least not totally honest. And I think the concern for Jeopardy is that this show has occupied this very unique space in television and in pop culture of being this kind of pure place where facts matter and nothing else matters. And, you know, you come, you do as best as you can on that stage. And as a viewer, I mean, you were watching and you were playing along on your own couch, and to kind of lose some of that objectivity to suddenly be controversial, this show that for so many years never has been, kind of threatens Jeopardy's place in pop culture, I think.
So you were talking about the impossible task of ever replacing Alex Trebek, and I think that seems right. But we do know that Alex Trebek, I mean, he was deeply aware of his own mortality at the end. He was fighting with everything he had, but we also know that he understood that that fight could not go on forever. What did Trebek talk about in terms of the future of the show, both in terms of hosts that he might have wanted to see come next, leadership, any of that vision?
Yeah, I interviewed him a couple of times as I was working on my Jeopardy book, and I asked him, "What do you want for the future of this show?" Because, you know, at various points as he entered his 70s, he would talk about retiring and talk about, you know, wanting to, you know, sit back and enjoy himself and not work anymore. And of course, you know, he ended up passing away as he was in the midst of filming a season. But certainly, he himself had thought about what Jeopardy would be like after him. And I think, to a great degree, he didn't want to be the person anointing the next host of Jeopardy. I think he knew that that was going to probably be a difficult transition for Sony, just because it's such a major change. I mean, he had been the host for 36 and a half years and was this kind of larger than life iconic figure, really the face of Jeopardy. But he did, of course, name a couple people that he thought would be at least good candidates. And that was Alex Faust, who is the play-by-play announcer for the LA Kings hockey team, and Laura Coates, who is a CNN legal commentator. And I think a lot of fans over the last couple of weeks have been calling for them to finally get a shot. And we don't really know if they were ever contacted to be guest hosts the first time around. So as Jeopardy re-embarks on this guest host process, this audition process, I think there's certainly a lot of interest in seeing one or both of them come in, because Trebek, who had so much experience, certainly thought that they were capable of it.
It's interesting. What do you, any sense of sort of what were the particular either skills or talents or just sort of what they communicate via the camera that made them interesting candidates for him?
Yeah, well, I think a comparison I've heard a lot in the case of Alex Faust is that being the host of Jeopardy really is a lot like calling a sporting event. There's just so much happening and you're refereeing in the moment and you're watching people kind of go up and down. You have to keep track of all these different storylines, and you're constantly the one sort of dictating the action, even though, of course, it's the players answering these things. It's a very involved thing for the host of Jeopardy, especially compared to other game shows that don't really demand as much in the moment. I think Laura Coates is interesting, and this sort of speaks to what Jeopardy and Sony were doing with the guest hosts the first time around, where I think Trebek certainly felt that having experience as a broadcaster was critical. He himself got his start as a broadcaster in Canada before he moved down to Los Angeles and started doing game shows. But that kind of, you have both the kind of the television reps of saying complicated words and moving through, you know, breaking news and refereeing all those things in much the same way that a sporting announcer would.
They were not obvious choices to me. So I think that it's interesting to kind of understand even how Trebek's mind worked around that. How do you see the future of Jeopardy? Will this moment with Mike Richards be sort of, I mean, again, you make the point about 36 years, a show that is beloved, right? Even by its kind of theme music, this sense of, you know, like attachment over all of the things that we can think about that have happened over the past four decades, and yet has been largely sort of drama-free. Presumably, Jeopardy has a deep well of goodwill that it can draw from, and that this will be sort of momentary. Or do you see this as maybe a real turning point that maybe Jeopardy actually can't outlive Alex Trebek?
Well, I think that there is a lot of concern among fans and the Jeopardy staff that this has really imperiled Jeopardy as a show, as an institution, as, you know, just this holder of this kind of very unique place in American culture, where it was this unimpeachable thing that was not controversial. It was just the facts. And now that's just not the case. On the other hand, I think it's true that Jeopardy has this massive, massive audience. I mean, it is a ratings juggernaut, and it has been for a very long time. And, you know, for Sony, it makes Sony a whole lot of money. And I think that, you know, those audiences are not going to vanish overnight. You know, even with this controversy and whatever they do next, ratings have declined a little bit since Trebek's death. They're down about 10% year over year. But they're, you know, people still love Jeopardy, and that hasn't changed. And so I think that so much of the game is the same and will stay the same. The writers are all still there. That has not changed. And it is still those 61 clues. And I think that, you know, for all these bumps, Sony does at least understand that there is some magic to the Jeopardy formula. And I think we will have that going forward.
Claire McNear is a staff writer at The Ringer and author of Answers in the Form of Questions, A Definitive History and Insider's Guide to Jeopardy. Claire, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for months, there was speculation about who would replace beloved longtime host Alex Trebek, who died of pancreatic cancer in November 2020. Now, that speculation is going to continue, and we ask you about this, and y'all definitely had a name in mind for who you'd like to see.
I would choose LeVar Burton.
I think LeVar Burton is the clear choice. He's a national treasure.
My top choice by far is LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton would be a great host.
If it's not LeVar Burton at this point, you're really just missing out.
LeVar helped so many of us as young kids enter into a love of reading and learning, which dovetails beautifully with the insatiable curiosity that you need to do well on Jeopardy!